This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala. Inshallah, we end our program with a dua. And today's dua is a dua which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam named it as the master of istighfar, Sayyidul Istighfar. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyidul Istighfar, and yaqul al-abd, Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha, Allahumma inni abduk. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. This is called سيد الاستغفار. It's the masters of استغفار. It's the best version of استغفار, if you like, because in this استغفار Allah, you are invited to acknowledge who you are, to acknowledge where you are, to acknowledge your relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ability of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who forgives the sins, as we spoke about when we talked about Tawbah. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive your sins, there is an important reality, which is that you need to acknowledge your sin. You need to acknowledge that Allah is the only one who can forgive your sins. No one else can forgive your sins. No idol, no other person, no other entity can forgive the sins except Allah. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Who can forgive the sins except Allah? So to say, Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant. Oh Allah, you are my Lord. There is no God except you. واحد أحد. خَلَقْتَنِي وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ. You created me. Again, to acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. He is the Rabb. He is the one who created, and therefore I am your slave. You are my God. You are my deity that I have to worship. خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعت. I am trying to do my best to keep on your path, on the contract between me and you, the promise that I've made when I gave the shahada. And then he says, أبوء بنعمتك علي. I'm ready to express and to shout out and to acknowledge your ni'mah, your blessing unto me. Remember, this is a form of shukr, as we spoke about before. وأبوء بذنبي, and I also my shortcoming. وَأَبُوءُ ذَنْبِي فَغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. And therefore I give you, and I acknowledge that, because no one will forgive that except you. So this is the Sayyidul Istighfar, and that's the kind of istighfar that has to be made by a person now and again to acknowledge. And in fact, it's good to try and make that istighfar at least once a day. It's a beautiful, but realize the meaning, say the meanings from your heart, understand what you're saying, and inshallah you'll get that reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're going to make the dua, inshallah ta'ala, to end this program in encompassing all the du'as that we have done up to now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت وعافنا فيمن عافيت وتولنا فيمن توليت وبارك لنا اللهم فيما أعطيت واقض عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يعز من عاديت ولا يذل من واليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك ولك الحمد على ما قدرت وقضيت تباركت ربنا وتعالى